They're not listening to us, so we have to, you know, go with a more dramatic action if they don't listen. And we're here nearly 200 years now. We've seen everything. We've been through world wars, and we were through, you know, fishing wars and everything else. And this is the worst that we've ever seen business. So there has to be a reason for it, and it has to be what's happened recently, which is the traffic ban.
That's George O'Connell of T.W. Murray's Hunting and Fishing Store, who says traders are willing to take further action if the ban isn't reversed. Tom Murphy's Menswear has reported a 40% drop in footfall and a 25% drop in turnover when compared to the same period last year. Owen Murphy from the store says the ban just isn't working for their customers.
From 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock for us, we definitely find a massive dip. Like, sometimes, let's say, you could have 5 or 6 wedding suits. Before, it was much easier if they could just park up maybe for 2 or 3 minutes, run in, collect them.
Elsewhere, these listeners had mixed views on the ban.
So it wouldn't make a difference to us, like.
No. Loads of businesses are complaining, but I wouldn't know, really.
It just takes a lot of pollution out of the city as well. I know people are saying they're losing their business and everything. I understand that too. But like, if you're going to come into town, you're going to come in, nothing's going to stop you.
Cork City Council says an incentives package to encourage more footfall is being prepared and the measure needs more time to work. That sentiment has been echoed by the Cork Cycling Campaign and the Green Party, who are holding a public meeting on the issue tonight. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News on Patrick Street.